Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. A gorgeous Sunday afternoon here in the East. A little warm, but then what do you expect from summer? At least we're not flooding with deluge here. Anyway, we're happy. Everything is perfect. And we are here to discuss manifestation, to do readings from the Universal Akashic Records, and to listen to my dear public who calls in with questions. And that being the case, our number here is 877-876-5227, and we are here and ready. So, this day, we are going to talk about manifestation, and I think it's a topic that we're all interested in, how to manifest our goals, our dreams, things that we want to happen in our life. And we have a caller who perhaps wishes to manifest something in their life. And who is calling?
Hello, this is Glenda.
Glenda, did you
Glenda.
Say?
Glenda.
Okay, what can I do for you, Glenda?
Well, I was calling in for a reading.
Oh, and so you had a question that you wanted answered, and what is it that you're particularly interested in, Glenda?
Well, I was wondering, when do you see me getting a full-time job?
Oh, so you're looking for a job.
Yes, a full-time one.
Now, Glenda, tell me, why do you think you haven't found this job that you want yet? Is it because you're not finding the opportunity? Is it something that maybe you have a fear about? What's behind this, Glenda, do you think?
Well, at the moment, because I work part-time and I'm not getting paid what I think I should get paid, and I want to be full-time.
Okay. So you want a reading, and you want to know if you're going to find a full-time job? Is that the question?
That's correct.
Well, usually we don't find that in the records, in the sense that I really don't do psychic readings. What I do is I go to the center of the cosmos where all of your records are, and we ask a particular question. Now, you're asking a question about why you're not producing or manifesting a job that you want. So let me see what kind of an answer we can get for you, and then we're going to talk a little bit about manifesting. How's that?
Okay.
Let's see what we can find. Glenda, have you ever listened to this show before?
Not with you on it. I've listened to Micah Gardner.
Okay. Well, let me explain something. When I go to the center of the cosmos, what we do is the cherubim angels there hold your record.
I'm on the phone. Get on the phone.
Hello.
And what I do is I meet them, and there is a cherubim there who is holding your record. And what is, can you hear me? Because I hear some other talking in the background. Are you still there, Glenda?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. They hold your records and the experiences that you've gathered through your different lifetimes. And here is what they're saying to you right now, that this is a testing time for you. It is an awakening time. Sometimes when people, human beings, do not receive what they are looking for, they start questioning. And that is what your soul is wanting you to do right now, to question, to explore. And what is happening right now, it's not all about a job, even though you think this is about a job, and yes, it is something that you want, but there is an opportunity here for you to do some searching spiritually. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That this is a point in your life. It's sort of like a little door has been closed to you. And many times our soul does this. They kind of like put a little detour on the path, and so it makes us stop, and it makes us look, and it makes us wonder about our future, what we are doing here, what is our mission, what are we supposed to be doing. And so this is what this opportunity is about. It is a time for you to question. It is a time for you to start to understand the spirit in a metaphysical sense. So that's why you are where you are right now. So
okay,
let's talk a little bit about manifesting, because this is what you're trying to accomplish right now.
That's
so
correct.
What I'm going to do is walk you through a couple steps. You see, Glenda, there is a part of us that is perfect. Our souls, how we came in, there is something perfect, and we are and we should be able to manifest in our life those things that we want to happen in our life. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions because I want you to think about this.
Okay.
Glenda, if you had the perfect kind of a job, and after you are off of the telephone with me, I want you to really sit down and think about this and write these things down, because this is what you're going to bring into your life. Now, do you know right now the kind of full-time job that you want?
What kind of job I want?
Yeah.
Well, I'm into the office, so I want a high-position office job, for one thing.
Okay, so what you would do is on a piece of paper later, you write down that you want an office job. Now, is there a possibility that there is something else that you might want besides an office job? Think big. What would be your biggest kind of a dream? Or do you feel that that's your biggest kind of a dream, an office job?
Okay, you're talking about anything besides a job?
Anything.
Well, I could own my own business, I guess.
So you, if you had your own business, Glenda, what kind of business would it be?
It would be in the service business, like doing people taxes or accounting.
Doing taxes?
Uh-huh.
So
accounting.
You have a skill with bookkeeping and doing taxes?
Yeah, I'm in school taking training and accounting it now.
Okay. This is what, you see, this is, I do believe, this is what your soul, one of the things that your soul wants you to look at, to be all that you can be. So on your piece of paper, you would put that you want an office job right now, you want a full-time job, and you draw a line down the middle, and on the other side, you put down your more lofty goals and dreams, like you want your own business in the service industry and maybe doing taxes. Now, if you had the most perfect kind of a job in an office, Glenda, what kind of office would this be? Would this be a large office, a small office?
I'd say a medium-sized office.
Okay, so that what you would do is you would put down medium-sized office. So you think about every kind of aspect. Now, do you have an idea in your mind as to how much pay you want?
Yes.
All right, you put that down. Did you have an idea as you want this within a certain hours, like during the day, evening? Did you have a particular request as to, where this job might be located? Did you want it close to your house? Do you have transportation?
Yes.
Okay, so you write all these things down. It's very important, Glenda, here's what you're trying to do. You're trying to paint a picture. You're trying to paint a picture in your mind, because we create these things with our mind. And you have to be very specific about what you're looking for. Now, I've given you a little idea as to some of the things that you would write down on this list. Now, when you go for a job interview, if you find a job interview, do you know what you would be saying to these people about your skills?
Okay.
So you would write that down. In other words, you're going to be writing down all the wonderful things that Glenda can do, the sort of things that you could bring to an employer.
I know exactly what I want. That's not a problem.
Okay. Well, no, it's not that it's a problem. It's that you have to be... Let me explain how this works, how the universe works, Glenda.
Brenda.
Glenda.
With a B-R.
Oh, B-R. Brenda.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I thought you said Glenda. Okay, Brenda. If you go to a restaurant, you take the menu, and you look at the menu, and you make a choice... You give the waitress your choice, and you know she's going to go into that kitchen, she's going to place your order, and she's going to bring back what you have requested. This is how the job is going to work. You're going to put down on a piece of paper all the things that you want so that you can literally see this in your mind, because we create with thought, with emotion, and you want to know... You want to feel the joy. In other words, if you find this perfect kind of a job after you've painted this picture, you then want to feel the joy of what it is going to be like when you finally find the job that you want. This is how we create. We are making like an impression out there on the inner planes, because when we put forth a desire, we paint it with pictures of what it looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like, and we attract that to ourselves. And this is what you need to do. You need to have very clear in your mind. You need to know how wonderful it's going to feel when you want it. You need to feel comfortable and sure of what you can offer the world. In other words, it's like, okay, universe, here I am. This is what I can offer you. And for that, this is what I want in return. Because it's a matter of attracting into your life those things that you want. Now, we have another thing that we need to do. After we do that, we then have to put into place the things that is going to be sort of like the wheels to take us there. Are you currently looking for a job?
Yes, I've been putting in applications.
Oh, wonderful. Now, when you fill out an application, you put your thoughts around it. It is almost like there is something personal there of you, that you're going to attract someone to that application, exactly the kind of person that you're looking for. In other words, maybe you want somebody who appreciates you as a person. Maybe you want somebody who is looking for the kind of person that you are. And it's like you wrap your personality around it, and you know this is the part. Just like when you give your order to the restaurant, you know it's going to come back exactly how you painted the picture, exactly what you ordered. Does any of that make sense to you, Brenda?
Yes.
Okay. Do me a favor. Write your list down, and when you go to bed at night, I want you to think about what you're searching for, and as you go to sleep, feel the joy knowing that the universe is going to provide this for you.
Okay.
And then I want you to call me back and let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, dear, do that.
All right.
And call on Wednesday when we have one of our healers with us that perhaps can remove any blocks that you might have preventing you from finding that ideal job.
Okay, you say on Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday, Cosmic Connections.
Okay, what time does that come on?
I think on Pacific, that would be 5 o'clock.
Okay, so it'll be later for me, I think.
Yeah, it's like 5 or 6.
Okay.
So you can check it out on our information on BBS.
Okay.
And good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
So Brenda was calling on the topic. I guess she didn't realize when she was calling it, since she was the first caller, that that really was the topic that I wanted to discuss this afternoon about manifesting. And there has been a lot of articles in Metaphysical Information pretty much about what we are talking about, how one manifests, how they visualize what they want, how they want to bring these events into our life. But the reason I wanted to touch this topic again is because I think there was a little piece that I had that I wanted to add to some of this existing information. Our emotional body. Apparently, this is a topic that people are interested in. And who's calling?
Hello, my name is Brian.
I love it, Brian. Are you trying to manifest something? Are we talking about another topic?
Probably a little different this time.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, and I know you are great. You're always great.
Well, I heard it's a sunny day where you're at.
Well, it's a little overcast right now, but you know, I figure if it's not flooding, if you don't have a flood, you don't have a tornado right there. You're ahead of the game.
Well, I have a question for you today.
Okay.
It's about a relation to a dream.
It's about a what?
A dream.
Oh, a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're still doing that dreaming stuff, huh?
Yeah, off and on.
I think it's wonderful that you remember these dreams in such detail. How come you remember them like this, Brian? Do you place a suggestion in your mind that you're to remember them?
No, I was. It's really weird. I think it's when I was younger. I think around 12 or 13, I had like one of those awakenings, kind of like I could see through my third eye in my dream.
That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, but it was so vivid. It was like I was looking through an oval or
of your forehead?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It seemed like it was a small, like a keyhole.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. I was looking, and it's usually I start having those dreams is when I'm flying in my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm flying a lot, running like Superman, trying to jump up in the air.
And what do you think you're doing in a flying dream?
Well, it seems like I'm traveling through the astral realm or something.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
Yes.
I sort of think that's what you're doing when you've got those flying dreams.
When I'm falling or when I'm flying, I start to open up awakening. Like, you know what I mean? I awaken something within me, and it allows me to... But then the only thing, what happens is I can't stay there very long. And I realize if I look at my hands or my feet... And if you realize you're dreaming in your dream, I mean that you're awake in your dream, you really feel everything's more real. You start to lucid dream, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you know
you
that you're dreaming.
Yeah. You start to know.
Have you ever seen through this opening while you were awake?
No. I would love to do that, though. That'd be amazing.
Well, I've had that experience myself, and it just depends on what's happening at the time, how amazing it might be.
Yeah. Well, this dream I had here not too long ago, someone was a being or something was showing me a star map.
Cool.
And then this map had all these constellations.
Wow.
Kind of like you look in an observatory.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing. It had like the Big Dipper, you know, the Small Dipper. It had all these different constellations, and it had little names beside them.
I love it. They even put little names beside
it.
They were really accommodating.
Yes. And what was fascinating about this one was there was the being said, spoke out, like all these constellations belong to a local universe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was something told me that this was a part of this word just kept ringing. It called out a U-versa.
Mm-hmm.
You may spell it out for you.
Okay.
U V E R S A. U-versa.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know why I'm seeing this star map at this time. And I'd like to kind of know a little bit more on that. How it relates to me.
Did you see this right before you woke up?
Yeah.
When you woke up, what was your emotions at that time?
My emotions.
What was the energy that was around that?
Very peaceful, very mm-hmm. calm. It sparked my imagination to know more about it.
And who do you think this being was that gave you this information?
Well, it kind of looked like my wife.
Think so?
But it looked like my wife.
I hear you.
But I don't know why. I don't know. I guess it was female, the being.
So it was female, but not necessarily your wife.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just something that the mind conjures up
mm-hmm.
in relation to something to grasp. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
a point of reference or something. So I'm not spooked out, I guess. I don't know.
So let's think about this dream a little bit, Brian. They're showing you the star map.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any indication as to what you were to do with this knowledge, this information? Was there a sense that you needed to do something about it, or was it just a case that they're showing you this information?
I'm feeling at the time that it was something to do with my future.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the past, or maybe it was just showing where I've all traveled in my past lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Different star systems, different galaxies. And then I'm also feeling that this will be integrated into my future lifetimes.
Okay.
But I guess what I was trying to figure out was, the feeling was good, but it was like I wanted to know more, but I couldn't stay long enough to ask more questions.
So they didn't have one of those words like continued tomorrow night.
Exactly. Same time, same channel, yeah.
You know, that's one of the things about this information, Brian. You don't quite get it,
and
you ask for it to happen again, and they don't always do a repeat on it.
No, they don't.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever programmed your higher mind when you went to sleep to ask for more information about this?
You know, it's something I should start doing. No, I haven't.
Well, I tell you why I say that, Brian. I have found that if the information that you're being given is a large piece of information, sometimes it might take 3 dreams to retrieve all the information and put it together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a dream journal is a good idea.
Yes.
And when you do a dream journal, there's a couple of the things that it's good to put down there. In other words, what's happening in your life at the present time when you had that dream? Because sometimes that has a bearing on the kind of dreams you're pulling out. In other words, if you were going through a time when you're saying questioning your future or questioning your past, and then you go to bed and have that dream, it's more significant.
What I've been asking, yes.
Yeah, because see, that's a dream journal is wonderful. Now, one of the things that happens that I have seen happen is if we don't face things in our waking state that we should be exploring, they come through the back door and give us this information in a dream.
Yes.
And sometimes it takes more, like I said, than one sitting, so to speak. And I think that this is one of those situations where the information coming through is more than one dream. And I find it interesting that you're talking... the place that you're talking about in the heavens. Now, did you have any sense that you were approaching a doorway into the next universe?
Well, it was kind of like it was up close. I saw one constellation, and then the picture was getting farther away. And then I was zooming out, and I could see all these other constellations, and zoom farther out, and then like it made up like a universe.
Well, I'll see what we can find out. I'm asking you these questions because these are the sort of things that you should be questioning yourself when you get into these situations.
Okay.
Because when we're being driven by our higher mind, we sort of have to ask the questions where we want more guidance.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you get an event like this and you start kind of pulling apart some of the information, you're asking for direction. In other words, you're setting up the direction now that you wish to go to. So that's why I'm bringing up these things.
It seems like that because the night before I had that dream, I was dreaming of an archangel, and I saw an archangel, like, very vividly in physical form.
Did you feel like this information was being given to you by this archangel?
Yes.
Did you feel like this is an archangel that you were working with?
It must be. This one was on these clouds above me, looking down at another ring of clouds with other beings. But this one was standing alone, overlooking everything. And it was very, very tall. Even from far away, this being was very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Very gigantic, it seemed like.
Don't you love it? They give us all these little clues, and then we're supposed to put it together.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I vote for, Brian? The next time we come, I think we need to ask for an operational manual.
There you go. But, yeah, I just wanted to know about that star map.
I'll see what I can find out.
Okay.
You always come up with some really interesting plots.
Yes.
Do you think maybe you might do a little TV special with this?
You know, I'm starting to think about that. Write these down and just kind of put like a manual together. 101, Brian's dream.
Because I mean, some of this stuff is really interesting. You know, we could get going here, get a little storyline here.
Yeah, between you, me, and Rosemary.
Oh, interesting.
It is.
Yes, yes. I just love when Rosemary calls. We really get some interesting information. Okay, let's see if we can find out anything to help you on this.
Thank you.
What I was doing here, instead of going to the cherubim right now, I wanted to place a call and see if there was someone else who wanted to step forward. No, I thought maybe this angel that you were talking about seeing, maybe they would step forward. But they don't seem to be. So what we will do is we will ask the cherubim to open up your book and see what we can find there.
Okay.
I just love these ladies. She's already standing there and smiling. She hasn't opened up your book yet. She has it in her hand, and she's not opening it. Usually what they do is they open it up and they go to the place that that represents or has information about what we're asking for. And she's not opening this book. This book is remaining closed. And because this has to do with a link to the past, but more than that, a gateway to the future. And it is like she's taking her finger, and it's like she's writing with her finger, though she's not really. What she's implying is that this is your future that you are to write. And what this represents is the choices that you will have before you.
In the next lifetime.
Well, I don't know if it's the next lifetime or not. Let's see. It is the choices, and she is showing me when you make the advancement over to the next dimension. That is the initial. The next dimension is the next initial or the beginning rung of ascension when
okay.
we go from this dimension to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, when we cross over that, of course, we're writing our own book, so to speak. And that part of the book has not been written yet because it is our choice. And she's reminding me to tell you about something that I gave someone else in a reading. And what that was what some people call the tree of life. The source had a plan,
mm-hmm.
and all the souls had laid out before them a certain plan of gathering information, going on this journey, weaving a part of this tapestry that we call the tree of life, and then eventually going back to source with all of this information. So that God made a plan. God made a blueprint, so to speak. But the second part of that is what was planted in the seed of our soul was certain desires as to how we are going to accomplish this journey by using our own individual choices as to the route that we're going to take. And when this dream is a reminder that when you move up the ladder, crossing over into this next dimension, that you will have choices before you as to where you wish to journey.
Okay.
And of course, one of the choices that you have is to actually leave this universe. And you're probably aware that opening is through Arcturus.
Yes.
Which was not that far from the constellations that you were seeing.
Yes, I saw all these constellations.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like probably upward toward 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
I guess I was wondering if this was kind of a paradise regime, a paradise plan, a paradise, what do you call it, the paradise career. I was wondering if you could ask the cherubim.
I don't know. I don't understand the question. What's a paradise career?
It's where we're moving our way back towards source.
Well, we're all doing that anyway.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yes. No, that is the ultimate plan. In other words, when our souls were first created, that is why I was talking about this tree of life, this blueprint, this journey, this tapestry that each soul is creating. So we left source, we're journeying, we're gathering all this information, and at a certain point we will be moving back to source again, enriched by the creative information that we have received, because what we are actually learning how to do is to use those abilities that source gave us in a very diluted stage, creating. We're going to be using those skills of manifesting and creating, and in a sense, learning to be like Source. Of course, not in that great manner, but we were given these attributes to work with, and as we make our way closer to Source, we become more like Source. And so, yes, we will be reuniting again with Source.
I guess that's what I was trying to get. Yes, I was trying to get at, well, is it in the next lifetime or many lifetimes before my soul moves up in dimension?
I got to review this question. You're saying, is it one lifetime or many lifetimes
from
before what?
From this where I'm in right now in this world,
mm-hmm.
would it be a couple more lifetimes ahead of this one before I move into the next dimension where that star map's opened up to me?
I ask you a question. When you move into the next dimension, do you think you're going to be in form or in spirit?
Or between the realms. I don't know. I don't know if we're pure spirits. I don't know if we're kind of like ghosts. I don't know.
I think, personally, I think one of the things that is happening is that we're going to be able to take our body in form to the next dimension. It depends on how many dimensions we're talking about, because...
I guess that's what I was wanting to know from the cherubim was, I guess, my next lifetime or the one after this, is this where I will be able to use that star map?
You're really asking... When are you going to be using the star map?
Yes.
I don't know, but we'll see what we can find out for you.
I mean, wouldn't it be amazing having your own little ship and going to different galaxies? It'd be neat.
Well, you have this wonderful quest for knowledge and excitement about the journey, and indeed... That is wonderful.
Okay.
I think it's wonderful. I do think, though, that the steps in between are just as wonderful.
Yes, it is.
It is like you want to break all of the bonds that hold you here and be off in this great push and see it all at once and have all the answers.
But I'd just like to know from the chairman real quick.
See what we can find out. That's all I can do. Want to know when you're going to be in a position or how long it's going to be before you are going to be using or in a position to use the star map.
Yeah, could it give me an estimate or is it just too far to ask?
Oh, you're so cute. Get an estimate. Oh, my. We'll see what we can find out for you, Brian.
Okay.
They're saying pretty much what I thought they were going to say, is that after you move into the next dimension, that choice is yours to use that that journey. Going from this dimension to the next dimension is when people die, they move into the next dimension. They do not take their physical body with them. We're going to be moving into that same plane with our physical body. It is at that time, if you choose to leave this universe and go to other universes, you have that ability in front of you, but there are several stages in between that. They're showing me it's like three or four. It's a level. They're not showing me in terms of lifetimes. They are showing me in terms of levels.
So the physical body will go through different changes, but you'll still be able to take the body.
Well, this is what they're saying, but they're showing it as levels, and here's why they're showing it as levels, is because the electrons are different. They're spaced differently. You know, this is the work that we're doing with Archangel Michael now.
Yes,
this is the same way with the light body. So the light body is changing. The electrons are changing, and so it's not a case of lifetimes, but a case of adjusting to the different dimensions and moving through these dimensions, and it depends upon how fast a person is able to do that or wishes to work with that. You know, there's some people...
So it ultimately comes down to choice.
Yes, it is. There's some people like you who are very anxious to move along, and you study and you apply yourself and you do what you can to expand your spiritual life, and then there are others who are not. Well, it makes sense that they're not all going to be moving along because they're showing me these dimensions as having it's almost like a sub-dimension in between, and as you pass through these, energy changes, it becomes less compacted, there is more space in between the particles, the electrons are acting in a different way, and there is an energy that one taps into that allows additional gifts. And there is and I'm not quite sure how long it takes to this level, the angelic, what they're showing me is that we're calling it the angelic level, but at that level you have the opportunity to, your choices that are open to you are much broader than they are now. But they're getting back to what they're showing me the first time. It is like energy bands going through the dimensions. They get thicker in between where the two dimensions connect with one another. It is like a checkpoint. People have to have certain abilities to be able to cross over that checkpoint.
Ah, I see.
And it depends on how much a person does their spiritual work to be able to move over the check bands, and that these check bands are controlled by vibration.
Ah, that's where I'm seeing. Well, like when in my dreams when I'm flying, I'm going through this kind of like these different layers, the different colors, going through the dimensions. So that
They're showing me that they're showing the different bands, some denser than others.
Yes.
They become denser when one band comes next to another band, and the purpose of that is based on how our energy is changing, that we'll be held back by energy or allowed to move on by energy, and it is within our own vibrational wave that we're working with that allows us the freedom to move higher. And you know that. This isn't something that we're telling you that you don't already know, because the vibrational band between this level and the next level is the love vibration. And each one of these bands that someone must cross over vibrationally has to do with love. They are different aspects of love.
Yes, I agree, Carolyn. It definitely is about love.
And so,
it raises the serotonin in the body.
Well, because that's all source is. That is the vibrational signature of source. That is source's energy band, love, that is all source is. And of course, creation was, you might say, if you say that source was the model and creation was modeled after source and source is the love, that is why it is necessary to love to change these vibrational patterns.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Gavin, for that. And just really lays it out, you know.
However, have you started a dream journal?
Not yet. But
Brian, get a notebook.
sign anymore.
You only need a piece of paper. Take it out of your printer.
So unorganized, Carolyn.
No, it's not. Just take a piece of paper out of your printer, put it next to your bed, put a date on it with a pencil.
Yeah. I'm going to start to do that.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm going to start to do that because I need to. This is too many symbols that I see, and just need to try to bring this together.
Well, the thing is, your higher, you know, this stuff's coming through your higher mind, Brian, and your higher mind is giving you a little boot here. Now, if you don't want to use a pencil and write it down, then get a recorder.
Yeah,
you know, one of these little handheld recorders.
Yes.
Put it next to your bed, and you don't even have to get out of bed or start. Becoming fully awake, and actually that really is a good time when you're still half asleep to be able to put those notes down on paper and start to become observant about some of these questions that we're suggesting to you, because I think that these different dreams that you're having are connected to one another.
And I think it is sharing with everyone's mind too, you know.
That also, and we are in a year of very intense energy.
Yes, we are. I can definitely feel it.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing is so exciting. That's why, I'm anxious to get moving on to some of the other things, but we're not quite finished here yet.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job sharing this, Carolyn.
I'm trying, dear.
You are. All right, I'll let you go.
Pleasure talking to you.
God bless and have a beautiful day, Carolyn.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, my friends, join us on the quest. The number here is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. Just a reminder, we have two conference calls this month, one with Archangel Michael and the other with Master Kasumi. And Archangel Michael is working with electrons, and the very reason that we're talking about is that electrons are reacting a little bit differently in the higher levels. Master Kasumi is working with the light body, because the light body also, to go to the next higher dimension, is changing, and there will be a connection of energy that will come, that will connect these very things that will enable us to move to the next dimension, and as we are being told in Journey to the Other Side, which is given monthly installments that are given by archangels and masters, that we are connecting the energy of our light bodies with energy that is coming from source to move over into the next dimension. And that you can find at www.carolynevers.com, Journey to the Other Side. And so, welcome. Who are we speaking to now?
Oh, hi. This is Maria, Carolyn.
Maria.
Hi.
Oh, Maria, I think about you so many times, dear. You're having such an exciting time in your life right now.
Yes, I am. I have a question for the Kerouac. I don't know.
Wait a minute, dear. Oh, I don't know what that was. That was a little tickle in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
You have a question.
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay. You know how Archangel Michael is always telling us that you really have to experience what you're learning, because you don't really know it till you experienced it. And also, Jesus, Yeshua, he says that the gifts are shared, they're extended in the presence. So I've been trying to experience who I am. So experience my divinity or my divine humanity or whatever you want to call it. But so I wanted to ask the Kerouac, is there anything they can tell me that will help me to do that now?
Well, You found a little piece of your of that when you found the job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you experienced something there that was part of your divine nature. You overcame fear. You brought to yourself that which you wish to attract to yourself. And, you know, that's a piece of metaphysical information, but it is a very important piece because we are constantly being attracted to those things that are like us, and those things that are not like us we're being repulsed from. And that is part of this beautiful journey that we are on, and it is part of who we are, and it is part of experiencing who we are. So I wanted to tell you that, first of all, Maria, that you just recently learned a big piece about yourself. You learned a big piece about your divinity because you attracted into your life what you are. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's why when Archangel Michael says that it's hard to be told something, that we have to experience it in our life, because what you just experienced would have been very difficult to tell you. In other words, it would have been very difficult to say, and for you to truly understand it is, Maria, be who you are, know what you want, and you will attract into your life who and what you are. And in that attraction, you experience who and what you are. So you did take a step there. It's like a little veil that is being pulled back so we see a bigger piece of ourselves. And all of this is our own self-awareness. And what happens is the self-awareness and pulling back the veil of who we are comes in such subtle, everyday experience events in our life. And you just, from my point of view, unlocked a very personal and a very beautiful picture of who you are. And as you go about in the work that you are doing right now and working with these beautiful souls that you're going to be working with, you're going to even receive bigger and more clear pictures of who you are every day as you share these experiences of love and hope with the people that you're going to be working with.
Yeah. But I see, you know, as we grow, and we, internalize.
Internalize?
As we, the word is in the tip of my tongue. You know, integrate what we rediscover about ourselves. We then want to extend it so to the others so that they can see that about themselves too.
And I'm using this example again because it's the most current example that I know that has happened in your life. You experience this, you attract it into your life, this situation. You will be internalizing this with each person that you're going to be working with. As you work with these individual souls every day, you, because of who you are and because of the interaction that you're going to be having with these people, you will be opening up the doorway so they can see who they are.
Exactly. So the thing is that I have to conduct my life in that way so
yes.
that it allows them to see, you know, because you recognize what you have in yourself. When you recognize something, it's because you have it. So you have to put it there where they can see it so they can recognize it and realize they have it.
Exactly. And that's what living life in perfection on this planet is all about. It is living consciously, living in awareness. And I see this event in your life as a big door opening, Maria. You have just walked through this very beautiful door, and you're going to be touching people in this new world. So as you have more experience and working with them on a day by day basis, your loving heart and your loving nature is going to help them to open up their loving nature so they understand themselves more. Oh, yes. I see this as such a beautiful thing for you.
That is what I'm trying to do.
Yes. And, Maria, I will tell you something, dear heart. I just love you dearly. And we're coming up to the time when I'm really not going to be able to get in and ask the cherubim this question because there isn't enough time. Would you do me a favor and call Wednesday?
Wednesday? Okay.
Call Wednesday at Cosmic Connections. We can get into more detail and ask the cherubim the question just the way you want it. You know, an hour goes so fast. We just came on board. It's time to get off.
Well, now, practice makes perfect, huh?
Anyway, call Wednesday. Maria, you are on such a beautiful path right now, and I am just so delighted for you.
I feel like some really good stuff is coming.
Oh, and you should. Goodbye for now, dear heart. Call Wednesday.
Wonderful week. Bye. Thank you,
sweetheart. Bye. And so for my wonderful friends out there, it's time for us to leave. Go to my website, carolynevers.com, right-hand corner, check out the conference calls, and journey to the other side. We'll see you next Wednesday at Cosmic Connections when Charlene will be on board. And so for now, goodbye to all of you. My love goes with you.